Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, Florida. And I've been joined by Christine McMonagle, Director of Hyperconverged Infrastructure at Intel. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
So, Christine, why don't we just get started with an introduction of your role at Intel and how that relates to the topics at Ignite this week.
Oh, yeah. So, as you said, I'm Director of Hyperconverged Infrastructure. I'm in the data center group at Intel. And so I work closely with our hyperconverged partners that are bringing software solutions to market to help them take advantage of the capabilities in Intel's hardware and put together an optimized solution that can really deliver the best experience for customers.
When you think about hyperconverged infrastructure, it seems like customers have really coalesced around these solutions as a preferred path for deployment over the last couple of years. Tell me about why you think that is.
Yeah, I think there's a few reasons, actually. You know, one is that it's probably one of the easier paths to transforming your infrastructure and moving to a hybrid and multi-cloud type of environment. First of all, it's a software-defined, scale-out type of architecture. So as such, it's easy to scale out as you need. You don't have to make a huge investment up front. You can start small, maybe a four-node cluster, and then grow it over time. And because it's software-defined, it's using the latest generation of hardware. So as you're making those further investments over time, you're able to take advantage of that and buy the latest technology with each investment that you're making. Then on top of that, hyperconverged has proven to be a great fit for a pretty wide range of workloads. And actually, there's been some studies. Technology Business Research, or TBR, does a semi-annual hyperconverged study. And they've shown that the average user is running five or more workloads simultaneously on their hyperconverged clusters. And the most popular workloads have transitioned from things like VDI and test dev that hyperconverged was initially used for to now a lot more business critical type of applications such as databases, ERP, analytics. So people are finding it well suited to running a lot of different use cases and workloads in their data center. And then I would say the final reason hyperconverged is doing so well and gaining such ground in terms of IT transformation is that it's easy to deploy and manage with your VMs. So it doesn't require any kind of specialized skill set like a lot of the traditional storage solutions did. Instead, any kind of IT generalist that is familiar with a virtualized environment can manage and deploy the storage and the VMs together in a hyperconverged infrastructure. So that's proven to be really appealing to a wide range of businesses.
Now, I know hyperconverged is an area that we've collaborated with Microsoft quite extensively on. Why is that so critical?
You know, I would say that Microsoft has been at the forefront of making this a key feature of Windows Server, which has made it easier for people to access and try it out, utilize it, prove it in their environment. And the way that they designed it has been a pretty high-performance solution. And it's gaining a lot of ground because it's so easy and because it can perform for a wide range of environments.
Now, we enter Ignite, and obviously Ignite is always going to be about what's new for Microsoft and what's new for Microsoft and Intel. Tell me about what you're most excited about that we're talking about here this week.
Oh, yeah. So Microsoft has announced the latest version of Windows Server, Windows Server 2019, which includes Storage Spaces Direct, their hyperconverged solution. And they've added some great new features into that. And one of the key new features is deduplication, which is huge in terms of making efficient use of the capacity in your servers. And they showed a demo yesterday where someone saved like 92% by deduplicating their volume of data. And when you look at those kinds of savings, that's a huge motivator and can help people make better use of things like Flash and Optane in their infrastructure when they're able to use it that efficiently. And then they've also added a capability, which I'm really excited about. Storage Spaces Direct can be deployed in clusters of up to 16 nodes. And previously, if people needed more nodes than that, they had separate clusters. But now they've developed a way to be able to pool the data across different clusters into one virtualized namespace, which means that people can run analytics across multiple clusters and be able to derive more insights from that, use it to drive innovation in their business.
We've also been working very hard on supporting these upgrades and software with corresponding upgrades in hardware and optimizing this new software for our hardware. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, the latest generation of our Xeon processors, the Xeon Scalable family, is a great fit for this. Of course, the more cores, the more memory bandwidth allow you to run more virtualized workloads, but at the same time, it also supports these more sophisticated storage capabilities that Microsoft is adding, like deduplication, like erasure coding, and be able to support those as well as run the VMs. Then, of course, we've got our data center family of SSDs as well. And the Optane SSDs are a perfect fit for the cache tier, where you need that higher endurance and the low latency that Optane can deliver. And then we've got our 3D NAND SSDs that are a great fit for the capacity tier to provide the kind of higher capacity, cost-effective devices that you'd want there. And our network interface cards are really well matched for Microsoft as well. Microsoft recommends using RDMA to improve the network traffic efficiency between servers in your cluster. And Intel's latest network interface cards that are built into the Xeon Scalable platform have that capability built in with iWarp RDMA. So it's ready to use, can be put down right on the motherboard for a very cost-effective, high-performance network solution.
Now, as we look across the industry landscape, who are we working with in terms of delivering these HCI solutions to the marketplace?
Yeah, we've taken it a step beyond these components, and we've put together what's called an Intel Select solution for Windows Server with software-defined storage. And the Select solution is this tightly coupled set of components that has been finely tuned and optimized to deliver the best performance possible. And then we have benchmarked that solution using a benchmark that Microsoft recommended, VMFleet. And we've set a performance threshold using that benchmark for what this type of configuration can support. And then that can be tailored to run a wide range of workloads in the data center. And so with this Windows Select solution, we have put together a base configuration and a plus configuration. The base configuration can support a wide range of workloads that you might want to run in a hyperconverged cluster, while the plus configuration is optimized for more latency-sensitive workloads like databases, running transaction processing, or analytics. This solution has been released to the market as a reference design, and then multiple OEMs bring it to market, and they verify that they're either meeting or exceeding that performance threshold so that you can be assured when you order a Select solution, it's going to be able to support the kind of workloads you might want to be running on it in your data center. And we've got solutions in the market today with DataON Technologies and Lenovo as well.
This is fantastic, and we've got these Select solutions headed into the market, but we're always looking for what's coming next. Next generation Cascade Lake with Optane DC persistent memory is a huge focus for Intel. How does Optane DC persistent memory offer capabilities to these hyperconverged solutions?
Oh yeah, Optane's going to be really exciting in this space. Persistent memory will be able to be used as a high-speed cache with hyperconverged solutions. And Windows Server 2019 with Storage Spaces Direct is the first hyperconverged solution to natively support data center persistent memory with Optane.
Final question for you. Where would you find more information on the Intel website if folks online want to hear more about all of these different technologies coming from Intel and the industry?
There's two places I would send you to. The first is intel.com/select-solutions. And the other one is intel.com/Microsoft Data Center. And both of those have more information on this.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/DataCenterOptimization.